So there is a concert coming up on Friday called Baltic Prayers, and that's going to be at Morningside College with the South Dakota Chorale. But there's also a big piece of news.
That's true.
That the South Dakota Chorale has a Grammy nomination, or actually three nominations.
Three, yeah. It's pretty great. Pretty great. We have one for Best Choral Performance, one for Best Surround Sound, and one for Best Engineering Classical. So our chances are good, which is fun. We'll see. Of course, we're the most proud of the Best Choral Performance, but we're not sneezing at the other two.
Yeah. And this is for the T-Berg Project.
Correct.
And can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it was a pretty fascinating project. The music that we performed were two masses by a fellow by the name of Marcel T-Berg, and he was lost in the Holocaust. And the story behind these two masses was that the night before he was captured, he brought all of his friends in a dimly lit church balcony and played his symphonies and his masses on an organ, and then gave the music to his friends, and it scattered the four directions and resurfaced again in an attic in upstate New York. And some of his symphonies were getting some playtime in Europe. And for whatever reason, this person said to our conductor, Brian Schmidt, "Hey, I've got these two masses. Do you want to take a peek at them?" And so Brian did, and lo and behold, they got transcribed, and we put organ with them, and it became a pretty fantastic experience. So the first time that we performed this music was in Sioux Falls, and then we did it in Minneapolis and Lincoln, and recorded the disc in Lincoln with the Tracker organ down there, which is a fantastic instrument. And we had a pretty fantastic time, and the singers, of course, as the weeks we were together for 2 weeks, and as those 2 weeks went on, we all had a light bulb moment when we all thought, this is a special project, this is a special thing, to think of, you know, our voices giving birth to that music again after so many years. And, you know, I mean, it could have stayed in that attic and it could have never been heard.
Yeah, what really strikes me is that, you know, he had a friend who thought that these were worth saving,
right?
And that they were passed down to the friend's son, and then, you know, that's how they end up in this attic, and they resurface. And when somebody presents you with that kind of project, to me, the only answer is yes.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
And to you, I mean, what was that light bulb moment, as you say, where, you know, was it just like a feeling, or?
You know, I told our conductor that I hadn't had that kind of feeling singing in an ensemble since I was in college. And the idea of 28 people really focused on one thing and really committed to making beautiful music, it's unlike anything I can describe. It's very similar to a really excellent team, or a football team, basketball team, but because it is so intensely personal, because it's our voices, it takes on a very different feeling. It takes on a totally different connotation, because it's so intrinsically motivated for it to be a special experience, not only for us, but for the audience as well.
Yeah, so when did you find out that the T-Berg Project had these three Grammy nominations, and what did you think after you found out?
It was pretty funny, actually, because I was on Facebook, and I looked at the at the Facebook post from Brian, the conductor, and I thought, well, a Grammy? What in the world? And, you know, kept refreshing and called Brian and said, are we really getting a Grammy? And he said, we're certainly up. We're in the top five. So then there's a lot of hooting and hollering, and called my parents, called my sister and brother-in-law and nephews, and maybe danced a little jig in the office at Morningside. And it was that way kind of all over the country. People were just overjoyed because we knew what a great thing had happened. And so everyone else clearly experienced that as well, who listened. So
yeah, and how did your family respond to it?
my father was maybe the funniest because he said an expletive, and I was like, "Well, Dad," and he's like, "Well, that's great." My mother thought it was absolutely fantastic as well, so they were pretty jazzed. My nephews, those sweet boys, asked me to autograph their CDs that they got for Christmas. They thought that was pretty neat. I was like, "Well, of course, your Uncle Heath will autograph your CDs."
Yeah, and those may just go up in value very soon. We'll see. I don't want to jinx it for you. Because it is, I mean, you still do have to sit here and wait for...
It's true. Next Sunday. So, okay. Yeah. The 28th? Yeah, 28th.
Well, and before that, you have the concert on the 26th at Morningside. So you have to come back down to earth.
It's true.
Do
but
the job.
I'll tell you, this music that we're preparing for this Baltic Prayers concert is... It's going to be hard to come back down to earth, as you said. It's really... There are some just stunning pieces. Ethereal. Eric Eschenvaltz is a composer that's gained some significant prominence over the past couple of years. He has a tune, O Salutaris Ostia, that is stunning. And we'll be singing that piece, as well as a tune called In Paradisum, which is just unreal. And some beautiful composers that I hadn't heard of. From the Baltic region and some Norwegian composers. So a really beautiful set of music, introspective. And as Brian said, there are some healing aspects to this program, some opportunity for you to look inside a little bit and truly let some music just wash over you.
I've been talking to Heath Weber with the Grammy-nominated South Dakota Chorale. The Sioux Falls-based group of professional musicians will be performing at Morningside College on Friday at 7:30 p.m. And then on Sunday, they'll find out if their work on Tiberg Masses brings home a Grammy. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Allie Carson.